Chapter 10. Avoid This Deadly Mistake. As a marketing strategist who has helped thousands of clients in 21 countries increase revenues and profits since 1996, I found that the biggest marketing mistake businesses of all types make is trying to be all things to all people. As a result, they are perceived as generalists whose value and income are needlessly diminished. There are two general starting points to defining your ideal target market: vertical and horizontal. According to Investopedia, a company serving a vertical market is focused on a single niche. For example, creating payroll software for startup internet companies. In contrast, a horizontal marketer sells goods and services in more than one niche and is therefore focused on a range of market segments. In a perfect world, you would select one vertical market in which you would become well known as the obvious choice in solving a set of problems that market segment has. This is what most business gurus preach. In so doing, business will flow to you by word of mouth, and you probably won't need to invest a lot of money in marketing. You make lots of money and live happily ever after. Although this may seem like the ideal situation, it has three major obstacles. First, it's extremely difficult to determine which single vertical to target, especially when you're just starting out or when what you do can help multiple markets. In fact, this is the biggest challenge most businesses have: who to target. I am amused by the advice given by most business gurus that assumes that you have found your ideal target market. If you have, it's much easier to implement their advice. If you haven't, your marketing will be hit and miss and very expensive. Ideal target market identification is critical in your marketing process. If you don't do this, you cannot develop and deploy what I call a dynamic, unique selling proposition, or DUSP. You will continue to spin your wheels, waste a lot of money, and be very frustrated. Second, as I have said, one is the most dangerous number in business. If you are fortunate to have found a single vertical that needs, wants, and can afford what you sell, great. But what if there's a downturn in that vertical, or what if other factors, like governmental or environmental regulations, or industry or social trends, negatively affect your vertical? Where will that leave you? Third, ethically, certain types of businesses, such as advertising agencies, can only work with one customer in a vertical. For example, an ad agency couldn't work with Lexus and Mercedes at the same time without having a conflict of interest. To which would they give their best work? If you want to target verticals, I recommend that you select 3 to 5. If you find one that is more lucrative than the others, great. Just don't put all your eggs in one basket. You can be the obvious choice in one area that applies to a horizontal market. Unfortunately, selecting a target vertical and its urgent needs, or selecting an urgent horizontal problem, is easier said than done. Most gurus completely skip over this essential part of marketing and assume you've already identified your ideal audience and their pressing problems. They tell you about lead generation and conversion, but leave out the most important part: drilling down to the prospects that have an urgent need for what you sell, want to fill that need, and are willing to pay a premium price for it.